الحمد لله والفضل ان كرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى we have gathered here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, so mothers and sisters are listening at home over the receivers. And we have come here solely to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had read our salatul isha wa jama'at. May Allah ta'ala accept it. This durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala accept it. It is already Friday. And on the Friday, we have to read durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is after the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we explain the importance of dhikrullah, the virtues of dhikrullah, and how dhikrullah is made, how important it is in the life of a believer, that we have to cleanse our hearts and purify our hearts, and remove all the filth that has accumulated in our hearts, the filth of sins, vice, evil. We have this pride, malice, jealousy, anger, enmity. So all these things cover our heart. And when we say La ilaha illallah, or we say La ilaha, when we say La, we are saying no, we are negating. So we're making nafi, La ilaha. We are trying to remove all this filth that has accumulated. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has engulfed our heart. The love of this pretty woman which are haram for us. We are not supposed to cast any glance at them even. We are not supposed to have that very close relationship with those haram women. We are not talking about our wives and our maharim. But those women who have captured our hearts, and it is haram for us to have a relationship with them, that we are saying La to all those women. We are saying La to all those things that we believe that these are the things that are providing for us our sustenance. When that is not true, it is only Allah who is providing for us. So we are saying La to all those things. And illallah, we fill our heart only with Allah. With that conviction, certitude, that it is only Allah who does. It is only Allah who provides. It is only Allah who protects. It is only Allah who sustains. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who loves and cares for us. So when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must concentrate and remove from our minds and thoughts everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the servicing of this machine that we have. As we mentioned previously, that all the machinery we have in the world and the equipment in the factories, they all require some oiling, some servicing. So now we are oiling this heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kalima la ilaha illallah, as we had mentioned so many times before, it is extremely powerful, extremely powerful. The problem is we have not understood the power of la ilaha illallah. It is extremely powerful. Everything that becomes rusted, there's a polish for it. And when the heart becomes rusted, the polish of this heart is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 So soothing it is, so powerful it is, and just picture that everything else is also saying Allah with us. We have a tongue, which is saying Allah, and also the heart. Imagine the heart is also a tongue and saying Allah together. And the heavens are saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the jinn is saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the birds in the sky are saying Allah, every single particle is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu, Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Naziri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, tu ho, tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil. Dard dil ho, dard dil, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekhu jidhar. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make us true dhakirin, shakirin, Allah. Enable us to make dhikrullah, especially when we are in solitude at home, or wherever we are, in our offices, or madrasa, or school, or colleges, where we have some time, and we're all alone. And that is the time we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much He has provided for us, how many favors, favors upon favors upon favors, and how are we appreciating those favors. And therefore, if we remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time, so when we are tempted again, now after the month of Ramadan, there are great temptations. Nafs and shaitan are pulling us towards sin. But because we had kept roza in the month of Ramadan and we practiced and we made this mujahada, the struggle against our nafs, we are not giving in so easily. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enabling ourselves, or we are able to restrain ourselves and to hold back. But the temptation becomes heavier and heavier. So shaitan and nafs will try and pull us onto their side. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, so kind. And the dhikrullah is so powerful, so effective to help us to remain away from nafs and shaitan, the tricks and ploys of nafs and shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most beautiful Allah, Ya Allah, you helped us, Ya Allah, to do good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept all those good deeds. Ya Allah, help us now after the month of Ramadan to continue those deeds that we performed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you had given us the ability. Ya Allah, we are useless, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are insignificant, we are unworthy. We are not capable, my Allah. It is only you who assisted us, my Allah. You guided us, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, we beg you to guide us still, my Allah. Guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Give us a steadfastness, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us lose our taqwa, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Help us to preserve the noor of ibadat, the dhikr and tilawat and salat that we have accumulated in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts the pride, the anger, the jealousy that we have, the malice and the filth, Ya Allah, that we have. Ya Allah, our hearts have become corroded, my Allah, with sin. Ya Allah, with the power of your dhikr, my Allah. Your dhikr, Ya Allah, is so beautiful, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned your words, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي, that I sit by that person who remembers me. Ya Allah, we can feel the tranquility, the serenity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit so many sins, my Allah. But you are Ghafur Rahim, my Allah. You are most merciful. You love to forgive, my Allah. You look for little excuses to pardon us and forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we made many promises to you, my Allah. We tried our best to make tawbah and nasuha, sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we abandon all those sins. We express our remorse and shame, Ya Allah, and we promise to you that we will not go back to those sins, my Allah. Assist us now after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only refrain and restrain ourselves, Ya Allah, from all those evil, Ya Allah, with your help, my Allah, with your guidance, Ya Allah, with your power and your qudrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our major sins and minor sins. The sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us, forgive our beloved parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our progeny, my Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, my Allah. Forgive our elders and mashayikh, Ya Allah. Forgive our students and pupils, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have many needs, may Allah. We have got hajat in front of us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we've got such needs, ya Allah. Dunya needs and akhirat needs, may Allah. We have needs and necessities of this dunya, may Allah. And we have desires for the hereafter, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها رحمة من سواك. Oh, my most beloved Allah, we are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Because there's nobody else who can help us, my Allah. There's nobody else who can assist us, my Allah. There's nobody else who can forgive us and pardon us, my Allah. There's nobody else who can protect us, my Allah. There is no other nourisher, there's no other sustainer, there's no other cherisher, my Allah, besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from all types of faults, my Allah. You have got no weaknesses whatsoever. You are absolutely pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Your knowledge encompasses every single thing. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, my Allah. Remove our difficulties and hardships and calamities, ya Allah. Especially for the ummah, my Allah. And our brothers and sisters suffering in Syria, ya Allah, in many other countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many young children have become refugees, my Allah. So many women have become refugees, my Allah. You shower your choicest mercy upon them, my Allah. You assist them, ya Allah. You guide them, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Make peace prevail in those countries, my Allah. Make peace prevail throughout the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sukoon and tranquility of the heart, my Allah. Give us the peace of mind, my Allah. Give us that sakina, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering from some social problem, my Allah. Some domestic problem, my Allah. Some welfare problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, some financial problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all their problems, my Allah. There are so many brothers looking for suitable jobs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are trying desperately, my Allah. You provide for them halal and tayyib, my Allah. Provide for all of us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Make our source of income be halal, my Allah. Make us use our monies only in halal avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become naraz with us, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wa jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa nar. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete cure, my Allah. Give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, give all of us cure, my Allah. We are suffering spiritually as well, my Allah. Zahiri, batini, bimari, ya Allah, kudur farma. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, my Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Make the qabr a rawdatu min riyadil jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Do not make it the pit of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give their families, ya Allah, who they have left behind, give them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us recite the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah. Ya Allah, when we are leaving this world, my Allah, give us a maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and ability, my Allah, of strengthening our iman and doing righteous deeds, my Allah. Iman and a'mal saliha. Protect us from all evil, my Allah. Keep us on haqq, make us see haqq, truth to be truth. Protect us from batil and falsehood, and make us see falsehood as being falsehood. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, wa razuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila, wa razuqna ijtinaba. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. يا الله, give us موت المدينة الشريف. Grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands on the day of qiyamah. Make us enter jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us and our families and our entire ummah, ya Allah, all our friends and relatives, my Allah, from the azab of the qabr, from the chastisement of jahannam, ya Allah. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect us from all big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, ghaibin, hazirin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, we have got so many youth, ya Allah, who want to get married, my Allah. They're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. They do not want to commit zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them the best of partners, my Allah. Make them live a life of taqwa and happiness, my Allah. Of bliss and afiyat, my Allah. Give them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us barakat in our homes, our businesses, our wealth, our iman, our deen, our properties, my Allah, in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are having problem between husband and wife, my Allah, create muhabbat and unity, my Allah. Create peace and love between them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many children have taken to drugs, my Allah. They have become addicts, my Allah. Their parents have become frustrated, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going to tough times, my Allah. Remove the sickness from them, my Allah. Cleanse and purify the blood, my Allah. Cleanse and purify the system, my Allah. Make them hate those drugs, my Allah. Remove them from the filthy habits, my Allah. Protect us from the rave clubs, my Allah. Protect us from music and haram, my Allah. Make us become pious servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.